Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this? This is Monty from Olympia, and this is?
Hi, Monty. This is Judy Standridge from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Judy from Texas. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing real good. Yeah. You on lifestyle and body balance?
I am.
Doing both?
I am. Body balance, yes.
Good.
Now, I'm not sure how to answer that. I'm doing lifestyle, but I'm using body balance.
Okay.
As my strength. Now, I'm
okay.
Not, is there a...
Well, a lot of people get on the program Body Balance and find it and start it and do it exactly the way that it's designed in the little book that comes with it.
I can't do it that way.
Okay, great.
So I'm doing lifestyle.
So you find lifestyle works better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the neat thing about it is that the nice thing about when Ruth and Char developed this program is that, you know, we can basically take it, and then Nikin came out with theirs, and now it's nice that we can be able to combine the two, utilize the two, all the products basically if we wanted to. Use some if you want to, don't use some if you don't want to, but a nice combination, which is basically good, you find as a person, we find that's good for each and every one of us.
Right.
Are you using any other products in the body balance other than the protein shake?
Oh, yes. I use the burn, and I'm using crave control.
Okay.
And I'm, I use the shake, of course, and all the nutritionals, you know, J Green.
Sure. Good.
I'm trying to think. What else is there? Oh, you know what? I find I don't need the rev up.
As good.
Because I'm eating, I forget about it.
Uh-huh.
I don't lose that energy in the afternoon when I eat right and snack right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't use the rev consistently, but every once in a while, if I happen to grab a tablet and throw it in a glass of nice Pi-Mag water, optimize, and get a little more oomph during that day, and not only that, but it again helps keep the metabolism up, and that's the way that another benefit of that particular item is to help to keep the metabolism up along with the burn, and that way our body kicks off those little fat things, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So things going good down in Texas, huh?
Well, the weather is beautiful. We need rain badly, but it's gorgeous. It's like early summer almost, which means summer may be miserable.
Great. Well, glad to have you on the call,
thank
you for speaking up this morning. I certainly appreciate that. Let's see how many people else are on the call this morning. Oh, a few more people sitting out there in lifestyle land. Let's see if anybody would like to speak up and tell us who you are and where you're from at this particular time. Go.
This is Onita in Kansas. Good morning, Monty.
Good morning, Onita. Kansas doing okay this morning?
Kansas is doing fine.
You got it all under control?
Well, somebody does.
I figured that'd be you, dear. Thank you. Who else is with us this morning? Nancy, are you here? I guess she's not here this morning, doggone it. Who else is doing this? There's Judy from Texas, and I'm from Olympia, and Onita from Kansas. Anybody else like to speak up and tell us who you are and where you're from? Well, girls, I guess it's us. Isn't that exciting? They want to speak up. How's everybody doing? Onita, how are you doing?
Well, I've been slipping, but I signed up to do a walk across Kansas. I mentioned that on Tuesday's call.
Holy cow.
We make teams of six, and we just get out and walk around our neighborhoods and stuff and keep our miles that we walk, and we're supposed to, by the end of the 8 weeks, we'll have walked across Kansas.
That's kind of neat. Have you ever figured out how many miles you think you've walked already on this program?
Well, no, I haven't. But
I mean, in this program.
Quite a few.
See, you stop and think about it. You know, if we go out and we exercise for 20 minutes or a half hour on a daily basis, you know, that's an accumulative effect that I keep talking about, whether you're thinking calories burned or whether you're thinking miles walked or good miles walked, which makes the heart better, which makes basically everything else better. You know, we can all lose weight, but without exercise, it's really more beneficial to be doing it with the exercise than it is without, just because our body needs to have that in order to burn those type of things out of our body.
That's for sure, because my weight has been maintaining, but I haven't been exercising now during tax season because my schedule has been so varied, and I've put on an inch, so got to get that back off.
One of the things I like to do when I wear my cardio stripes, which is mostly all the time, is I like to, if I'm sitting down doing something or whatever, I just like to keep my feet moving. I know that might sound strange, and if you're doing somebody's taxes, to sit there and just keep rolling your ankles or moving them up and down or doing whatever, but you'd be surprised how you do that for 3 or 4 minutes, and all of a sudden you stop, and you can actually feel, you know, your heart even beating faster than it was at rest. So that's just a little
suggestion. I'll do that between clients.
Yeah, it's just a little ways of doing it. It's just like even sitting at your desk and just doing nothing more than sitting in a chair and just raising your figure. If I don't know what cardio strides you're wearing, the white ones or the black ones?
I have to wear the black ones to work, so.
Okay, the black ones. So you're running about a pound and a half, I guess, for each foot, correct?
I've got the heavyweight then.
Okay, so you got the heavy. So let's say 2 pounds.
Yeah.
So just stop and think. Every time you sit in your chair and you pull your feet up underneath you, where you're just below your knees, and you raise that foot up, and let's just say up as you're sitting in your chair like 10 times, that's 20 pounds.
Yeah.
That you're lifting, and you do that with the other leg, and that's 20 pounds. And you know, and you don't really realize the cumulative effect of the amount of weight that we lift on a daily basis by just doing little exercises like that. And it's good for the hips, it's good for the quads, and everything else, you know, and down in our thighs and whatever. So those are just nice little things to be doing.
I also pick the desk there at the back of the room, so every time I get up to go get a client and bring them back to my desk, I'm walking back and forth the full length of the office. So
that's smart thinking, Anita.
Yeah.
You know?
You really want to get your heart pumping with your cardio on. March with bringing your knees up to your chest for 5 minutes. Try that one.
That would be real exciting.
Well, you know what? You get tired real quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm out walking on the treadmill or out walking at the park or whatever. I like to either speed up or sometimes I'll stop and I'll do just exactly that. I'll bring those knees up as high as I can possibly bring them up, you know, 10 or 20 times in each leg. You know, and then start walking again just because I feel I get that little extra exercise, plus I get that little extra muscle.
When I'm cold, it really warms me up quickly.
Okay. Now, Nancy, I'm glad you're on the call, and there's a reason, okay? Being the co-host, I have to attend a conference which starts in exactly 50 minutes, and it's all the way to the other side of town. The ADA and the ADD, or ADHD, and autism is having a 2-day conference here in Olympia,
wow.
And I signed up for it because I joined the local state chapter and everything else, because since Nikan got excited about that at convention and talked about autism and everything else, I've really started to get in that, and I'm working with the local chapter. We might be going to be doing a few things extra, but I need to go to that convention, and I need to get there, and registration starts at 7:30, so I'm going to make that. So what I'm going to ask, if you would please, to carry on today.
Let me call back on the other line.
Okay, dear.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
And I'm going to go ahead and let Nancy take over, if you folks don't mind, because I need to go get educated in regards to this situation that is in our young children. And matter of fact, I shouldn't say young children. It's after getting into this, knowing that there's even adults that have this kind of a situation. And I totally believe, and according to, you know, that tape that Cindy Morey, I think it's Cindy Morey, or the, you know, maybe she's the one that does the CD, but the lady that did the ADHD thing the other day with Vance, that CD, that really has kind of struck home. And I know that our products are very beneficial to these people, so I'm just trying to learn more about it and also get some good leads when I'm at the conference today and tomorrow, because I really feel it's going to be beneficial for my business.
Hey, Connie, did you hear the Our Lifestyle call when the grandmother, whoever it was talking about their child about to have to go on Ritalin, and they tried just for 2 weeks the lifestyle eating
Mary Lou.
I believe that's, is that Mary Lou, Nancy?
Okay, yes.
Okay, yeah, I've heard the story. But I mean to tell you, you know, I really think we have some great stuff out here for this type of a condition. And so I don't mean to shirk my duties here, but I really feel I need to be there too, because just I want to learn more about it and better understand it and get to know a whole lot of people. There's going to be a lot of teachers there. They get credits for going to this conference and everything else, and there was a wonderful tape that lady did on Vance's program in regards to the wellness classroom. So I'm going to scoot out a little early, and because I got to get my breakfast here, so I got to get my shake before I get out the door. But everybody just have a great coming weekend, a great week. And Nancy, thank you for filling in. You're marvelous. You got some great ideas. You got a lot of wisdom and knowledge about this particular program. So everybody that's on the call, if you're new, that's what Nancy's going to be answering any question you might have. And we thank each and every one of you. And I'm going to truck. Nancy, take it over.
Thanks, Monty. Have a good weekend.
Yep. You betcha. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Sure, you too.
Bye.
Wow. The person he was talking about is the pediatrician out of Virginia, and her, Melanie, help me. Oni, did you remember her last name? Was it Caldwell for some reason? Don't remember her last name, but she is on Growing in Wellness. There's a CD you can order if you want.
Yeah, it was Caldwell, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too, for some reason. It was a wonderful call. But who else do we have on the call? We have Bonnie and we have Onita.
Judy Standridge from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm good.
Anybody want to get points?
I only had 7 from yesterday.
Okay.
I haven't kept track of mine, Nancy.
I'm not surprised. Are you drinking your water, Onita?
I did get my water in yesterday.
Well, that's good.
I actually got a few minutes of exercise, so I'm doing better.
It's good to hear you on the calls again.
Thanks. Just today.
Onita and I go back a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie, how are you doing? Did we lose Bonnie? Okay. Anyone else want to check in and say hi and give us your points if you want? A quiet group again.
Everybody's being silent this morning.
You know, that's been the week, it seems like. Judy.
Yes.
Do we need to talk about what happened yesterday?
No.
Any challenges that came up that you weren't expecting?
We went to an event about 5:30, which was cocktails and hors d'oeuvres,
uh-huh.
And to introduce a new airplane they're putting in Horseshoe Bay for a shuttle service, and we thought we were going to go eat after that, and we didn't.
Oh.
Or we just had little light snacks. We
uh-huh.
joined our friends, and so all of a sudden I was realizing I'm not eating anything or much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a clue what I had for dinner, but I woke up very hungry, so instead of even doing a shake, I did a balanced breakfast with egg and toast. And that's fun to be able to do that.
Well, one thing that kept me going, especially in the beginning, if I screwed up in one meal or snack, what kept going through my mind is the next meal takes you back in balance.
Right.
And whether it's a snack or a meal that you screwed up on. And, you know, it's so nice to not have to wait until Monday to start all over again.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, that's what diets are for.
Right.
So, yeah. But you have been doing so much better. How many weeks is it that you're on lifestyle now?
I'm sorry?
How many weeks have you been on life? When did you start?
It's just 2, I think, that I've really been doing it.
Okay.
Recently. I was listening to you guys for a week or so, and I was fooling with it, but I know I wasn't eating it right because I didn't. It took me a while to get my chart, and I just, you know, I got confused about it, and, you know, would sometimes eat right and other times not. But I was drinking a lot more shakes than I was drinking the shakes last day.
Okay.
And I really didn't have balanced shakes, you know, when I realized what we were doing,
uh-huh.
I realized how it worked.
Right.
So I guess probably all in time, I've been eating really regularly 2 weeks on it and exercising and measuring my water and weighing and, you know, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. It takes, you know, in the beginning, if you keep it simple, it just makes it easier to get going.
Right.
I know that I wrote things down so that I was, you know, how many grams of each thing I was eating, so that, especially for breakfast and lunch, which, as I mentioned before, I keep the same practically every day, just for simplicity's sake, and then I don't have to think about it, especially in the morning.
Right.
Onita, you've been on for 100 years. What keeps you going?
Well, the fact that I can get back on it if I need to.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of slacked off now with taxis, and I was telling Monty before you came on, my weight is staying the same, but I put on an inch I measured this morning.
Mm.
So I had signed up for a walk across Kansas, and so I think that's going to get me back on my exercise, which I've been slacking off on, so maybe that inch will come back off then.
You moved an inch on what measurement? Is that your waist you're talking about?
Yes, the wrong direction.
But your waist?
My waist stayed the same.
Oh, where did you get the inch?
Through my hips and thighs.
Okay.
That's where I always...
Okay. Were you on the call this week when we were talking about how important the waist measurement is?
Yeah, and where are you measuring through the...
You said the belly button.
At the belly button.
Which for me is a little... I measured a little bit above that.
Because I was going to say the smallest part is a few inches or a couple of inches above, well, about 3 or 4 inches above that.
Ah, interesting, huh?
Yeah, because everything is below the waist.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, have you been using the cleanse?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And I stay on that. I don't go off periodically like they say you're supposed to.
No, I just went off of it. The first time I did it, I started in April when it came out, and I did it for like 6 months, and then I think it said to go off for, I think I went off for a month, and then I went back on, and then I went off, oh gosh, I'll bet it's a good month ago, just to see if I have any difference in how I feel or what's going on with my body, and I'm not finding any difference. So I'm thinking that I will probably keep it and maybe go on like for a month at a time or 2 weeks at a time, periodically. You know, listen to your body. But after yesterday's call about fiber, I think if you're getting an adequate amount of fiber, the cleanse is just there as it says, a cleanse every once in a while maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, somebody else was on one morning when I came on and was saying that she had gone off of it, and boy, was she sure glad to get back on it. So.
Were you on last week when somebody was saying that she gave her husband, I think, like 39 cleanse at one time?
Oh.
But it wasn't working until she did that. Or maybe it was the rule of seven, she was saying, that there's, on one of Pedersen's CDs, he said something about sevens. I think it was the nutritional one, which I have not heard. But she kept increasing it by seven until it finally worked.
Wow.
And she said she couldn't, but people who kept seeing her husband right after that couldn't believe how much better he looked. He had some medical challenges, and he just looked so much better.
Wow.
So I don't know. Not telling you to go out and do that.
Maybe an interesting try, though.
Well, I know that somebody I know was having trouble. Initially, it wasn't working, and she was taking two and then three. I think she ended up going up to five.
Yeah.
Until it finally kicked in. But anyway, I wasn't prepared to do this call, so I'm not sure what we should talk about.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
On the chart that comes with the block.
Mm-hmm.
Chart. It says one of the fair protein choices is turkey bacon 3 strips. But on my turkey bacon that I bought, it was a Butterball brand, and it on the back it said it only had 4 grams of protein, 1 of carb, and 5 fat. So I'm wondering, I really should go with that, shouldn't I?
That particular brand is fattier than some of the others.
Okay.
I found I actually have fat, you know, coming out when I cook that, where with the local store brand, I don't.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad
I check around for various brands to see how they differ.
Okay.
But, yes, I would go with what the package says rather than the chart is just the general thing. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, even if, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking even if somebody's having beef and it says whatever kind of, however many ounces of beef is a gram, if you have a fattier cut of meat, obviously it's going to change your numbers.
Well, and you know, yesterday when I was looking, I happened to look at my walnut package, and in here it says, you know, the blocks say 1 teaspoon chopped walnut.
Okay.
and for a fair fat choice. And on my package, it said an ounce was like 3 grams or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and that's a lot of walnuts. That's a lot more than a teaspoon. So I was trying to figure out the difference. Let me go get this.
I just bought walnuts too. For the first time, I was out of walnuts, which is so, I always keep a huge bag of cut up walnuts in my refrigerator. Mine says a quarter of a cup is 20 grams of fat. So,
okay.
You know, and it says there's 15 in this pound.
A quarter of a cup. That's what mine says. But it says it has 19 grams of fat and 3 carbs. And 5 protein.
It says 5 protein. It has 4 carbs, but 2 of them are fiber.
Okay.
So,
okay, so when
that's not a big deal, but 20 grams of fat for a quarter of a cup, and I don't know how much a quarter, you know, they would cut that in half.
Well, I measured, because it says 1 ounce, and it says approximately a quarter of a cup.
Okay, oh, so an ounce is a quarter of a cup, do you think?
That's what it says on my package.
Okay, mine does not say that.
But I was like, when I was using my little measurement, my little weight scale, and kept putting 1 ounce, it took a lot of walnuts.
Mm-hmm. I sprinkle them on my oatmeal because I like to vary my fast during the day. So this is, you know, since they're already cut up, I just do that. When I'm eating the almonds, I eat them whole. But it's interesting, I just saw this, and I've never read this before. Supportive but not conclusive research shows that eating 1.5 ounces of walnuts per day as part of a low saturated fat and low cholesterol diet and not resulting in increased caloric intake may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease.
Huh.
Interesting. Well, it's one of the good fats.
Good. Well, and, you know, when I was reading the carbs, I forget to look at the fiber content. So when you're looking at carbs, counting carbs, and all of it is fiber, which is what this is, three
mm-hmm.
carbs.
Oh, it all is fiber in yours?
Yeah, walnuts, really? It says 3 grams of carb, and then underneath it, it says 3 grams of fiber and 0 sugars.
So
do you consider that a no-carb piece?
Mm-hmm.
So you would count that as 0 carbs?
Just the fat, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
And were you on the call yesterday when we were talking about how much fiber we should be eating?
Yes, I was, and now I'm just trying to find my book that tells fiber content for everything. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we were talking, for those who may be listening and weren't on yesterday's call, the new recommended amount is 35 grams a day, which is a lot of fiber, but I've started putting two heaping scoops of the fiber in either my shake or my oatmeal, and I use 1 scoop each, you know, for breakfast and lunch of the shake. So that's already giving me a fair amount of fiber in the day, plus the walnuts, I just realized, are fiber. And I'm sure there's fiber in the almonds that we eat. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. The program I was watching said that the more fiber you eat, the more calories you excrete. So, interesting.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We've had a couple of other people come on. Does anybody want to say hello and tell us where you're from? A quiet group again. Anyone have any questions? We're here for you new people. Anything bothering you? Any questions that have come up that you don't know how to solve? We can help you. Everybody's doing so well on the program. They don't need the help. They don't need any help from us. Wow. Let's see. What have we done this week? Maybe we should just quickly go over the 10 points so that people can get into the weekend and understand how they're doing this if they've had some challenges with that. I'll start with the 5 points for the meals. We get 3 balanced meals a day and 2 snacks. A balanced meal is per the chart that you can order from Blue Ribbon or Focus on Growth. And their numbers are, let me see, Blue Ribbon is 800-533-2885. Focus is 800-496-8508. And I'm not sure if they're both the same price at each place or not, but you can check. Also on Ruth's website, YB Hurtin, letter Y, the letter B, HURTN.biz. Under the lifestyle program, there's a food chart there that you can follow until yours comes from either Focus or Blue Ribbon. And for women, it's, well, I'm going to start with the snacks. For men and women, it's one block each of protein, carbs, and fat. And for the meals, women get three blocks each, protein, carbs, fat. Men get four blocks each, protein, carbs, and fat for the meals. And Anita, why don't you tell us two more points?
Okay, one is exercise, which I haven't been getting enough of, and sleeping on your NECAN sleep system.
How long do we need to exercise?
We should exercise at least 30 minutes a day.
Okay. And
on this new program, I'm supposed to walk a mile and three-fourths a day in order to get across Kansas in the 2 months they're giving us.
I'll bet that's not even 30 minutes.
It's just right about.
Yeah, 2 miles and 4 miles a minute, yeah. Good. So you need to get moving.
I do.
You know what, with the exercise, you don't even have to do it all at one time.
Yeah.
You can do it in 10-minute segments.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who has, I mean, she sounds like a medical textbook with all of her challenges. And she said, you know, once the weather gets better, I'm going to start walking, even if I have to walk a block. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's just what you need to do, and just do it, but I know she's not going to. Anyway, I didn't say anything.
I need new batteries for my treadmill so I know how far I'm going.
Okay.
It is getting nice enough to walk outside here, too.
We have sunshine today, and we're supposed to get into the 40s. Wow.
Beautiful.
Good. Send it this way. Judy, tell us two more points.
I'm sorry. I was trying to cover up my phone instead of muting. Hold on. I'll tell you right now. I love this little thing that came with the lifestyle program that gives me the points. It's a bookmarker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you covered the body balance.
We covered the,
I mean,
food,
the balance.
We covered
food.
Exercise. And
one is journaling.
Right.
And one is nutritional.
And why do we journal?
So we know without thinking how to eat. And also, so we know when we eat something, if it makes us feel a certain way, we kind of can look back and see what made us a little groggier. That happened to me with the high glycemic
index.
Mm-hmm. I said in my drink one day, and I was hungry before my snack, and
mm-hmm.
I was a little spacey. So
interesting, isn't it?
That's how that affected me, but it probably won't affect everybody that way.
Another thing with journaling is if you have to put down those five M&Ms on a piece of paper, a lot of times that will stop you from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other? You said journaling and nutritionals. What do the nutritionals do for you?
Well, I feel like they're my... I don't know what they do for everybody, but I feel like they're my baseline, that if I don't do anything else, I need to take the nutritionals just because they cover the bases for me.
Mm-hmm.
As far as vitamins and minerals that I may be needing in my body.
Right.
But I include in that the Siaga and the jade green.
Mm-hmm.
And the lactoferrin. So that's what I do.
Good. And the one missing link is water.
Oh, I thought somebody had said that.
No.
Oh, okay.
How many ounces of water should we drink a day?
Well, 10 8-ounce glasses, about 80 ounces, or half your body weight.
Right. And what does the water do?
Well, particularly the Pymag water hydrates probably better than any of the other water, but it releases toxins in your body.
Right.
And helps your whole digestive system to work better.
Mm-hmm.
I found when I started drinking more water before they ever came out with the body balance and the toxins, I found drinking a lot of water cleansed me.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
I think when people increase their water intake, they'll notice a great deal of difference in their weight.
Uh-huh. Years ago, my son told me, Mom, you can't lose weight unless you drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Like he must have heard that in school because he was in school at the time. And apparently he must have heard that in one of his biology classes or something, and he was right. That was way before Nikin. Water also can help you feel full. Very often when people think that they're hungry, they're really thirsty.
Right.
And I start my day with at least a quarter, with at least a quart of cup of a quart of water to start the day. First of all, it gives me less I have to drink during the rest of the day, but it also tells me my cells are really thirsty. You know, they haven't had water, and I don't run to the bathroom right after that, which is amazing. It's just amazed me initially, but I've gotten used to it now, and I can go an hour and a half sometimes. So it's important to get your body moving with a good quart of water in the morning, first thing. Anyone else have any questions or concerns that we can address?
You know, on the water thing, Nancy, I would tell, I would highly recommend everybody get the Nathan water bottle and just keep it full and in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So that, because half the time when I get in my car and I'm driving any length at all, I think about drinking water.
Oh, wow.
And if we have it, you know, right there, you're getting, it's not the PIMAG water. I mean, it's the PIMAG water, but
right.
It's not optimized,
right.
Is what I meant. But still, it's so much better than stopping for a cold drink somewhere,
mm-hmm.
or getting water even in the water bottles. And I had Dr. of Oriental Medicine in Taos, New Mexico, taught me that the plastic that the water is stored in, that you buy in the stores,
mm-hmm.
breaks down,
mm-hmm.
and that water actually contains estrogen.
Wonderful.
That you're getting excess estrogen when you drink out of those bottles of water without it being filtered.
Mm.
And so, you know, a lot of people don't worry about traveling because they stop everywhere at a 7-Eleven or whatever and pick up a bottle of water,
mm-hmm.
and drink that. But I feel the very same way about the Nikin bottle. The water bottle that has the filter in it,
mm-hmm.
keeps you with PIMAG water everywhere you are.
Right.
And it was really helpful to us when we went to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The only thing I would tell you, you're in Texas, right, Jude?
Yes.
When it gets hot,
yeah.
it's not healthy to keep it in the car.
Right. No, I meant put it in the car. Like, I put mine in the car. You're right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because during the summer.
Right.
When I go in places, like in the grocery store, it goes with
me. Okay, good. I mean, even here, several times during the winter, like if we were going to a movie and then out for dinner afterwards,
mm-hmm.
normally I would take my water and leave it in the car. I was afraid it was going to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was taking the water bottle into the movie with me, or else leaving it empty in the car, and then when I got to the restaurant, just filtering it. Because I fill it initially with water from my sink.
Sure.
So I don't have to filter it from the bottle. But I don't think it's a good idea to freeze it either.
Right.
So I had to be careful and remember that. I didn't want it frozen when I got back to the car. Good point, Jude. Anyone else have any comments or questions that we can address before the weekend? I think we should do a little bit of the book, because it hasn't been touched pretty much this week. For those of you who follow, we are on page... someplace, 172, 173.
173, I think.
The beginning of it. Should I be concerned about such seemingly low daily caloric intake? Let me just read the bottom of 172. I prefer to eat smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day. Is it possible to stay in the zone? Actually, the greater number of small meals you eat, the better your insulin control. That's called grazing. Should I be concerned about such a seemingly low daily caloric intake? For most females, the minimum total calories consumed is 11 to 1,200 a day, and most males get 14 to 1,500. Although it may seem like deprivation, the zone diet actually eliminates hunger between meals without the nagging cravings for sugars and sweets, while maintaining peak physical and mental energy throughout the day, and we hear this repeatedly on these calls. You aren't hungry because you're balancing your carbs that maintain a balanced blood sugar level for the brain. Finally, on the zone diet, you are eating as if you are already at your ideal body weight, because you're using a combination of the stored body fat and incoming calories to meet your daily caloric requirements. Therefore, once you achieve your ideal weight, you don't change your diet at all. So, you know, we're on maintenance, guys. Doesn't any low-calorie diet cause fat loss? A calorie is a calorie. Not necessarily. Research studies in the 50s demonstrated this with several different diets consisting of 1,000 calories a day. All patients lost substantial weight on the high-protein, 90% of calories, diet, high-fat, 90% of calories, and mixed, 42% of calories as carbs diet. But most people actually gained weight on the high-carb, 90% of calories diet. Cutting back on calories without lowering your insulin levels is a surefire prescription for feelings of deprivation, constant hunger, fatigue, and finally failure. Anytime you reduce calories, you will lose some weight, but eventually you'll hit a hormonal plateau where the weight loss, and more importantly, the fat loss, stops, but feelings of hunger, deprivation, and fatigue continue. Unlike other reduced-cal diet programs, the Zone is a hormonal control program that maintains adequate levels of blood sugar to the brain, which allows for significant calorie reduction without hunger, fatigue, or deprivation. This lifelong use of the Zone makes it the only drug that can successfully provide permanent fat loss. And what, guys? That food is our drug. We're going to stop on page 174 for if Ruth picks it up on Monday. But you know, I look at food as my drug, and I stay away from prescriptions, and I stay away from surgery, and that's a whole other ball of wax for me. Anyway, anyone have any parting questions, problems, concerns that we can address before we check off for the weekend?
I like the comment somebody made about the things that aren't good for us, like, you know, some of the drugs are kind of poisonous, and she was saying that, you know, things that she shouldn't eat were poison, too.
Right.
That made a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. If you look at what, you know, what's better for your body, and I don't say that we're all perfect, you know, even Sears says you need a time when you can splurge. And I heard somebody recently on TV say it's not the things that you do once in a while, it's the everyday things that matter.
Right.
So that was kind of powerful. I appreciate your input today to you two guys, girls.
That was so good to hear you again.
Well, to hear you. I missed you. Judy, keep up the good work.
Thanks for being here and taking the calls.
Oh, thanks.
I really need these calls. They help me focus all day.
That's why I'm here. I need these calls, and that's the only reason I come on, because I need to have my boost for the day. You know, anybody, you know, I hope that everybody who's listening has their questions answered. Otherwise, if you don't speak up, we don't know what your questions are. But I appreciate your input. If anyone has any questions, please ask. Last chance. Well, have a great weekend, everybody.
Okay.
Enjoy the weather. We're getting into better weather, I hope, and we can get out there and walk easier.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.